The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. This is our second hour, if you're just now joining us, and it's the Labor Day weekend holiday. Don't really feel a lot like celebrating this weekend with things in the worldwide situation. I just don't. I mean, there are a lot of people who have suffered a lot of damage from these devastating storms across the country, and more coming. We think about the heart-wrenching Afghanistan situation. Something to think about, you know. It really is. And we think about the state of our country, the state of our state. And, you know, this show is supposed to be an escape from that. And we hope that it is. We hope that when we talk about fishing and hunting and getting away and getting outside, and we laugh and joke and have fun and tell stupid stories, that it gives you a little bit of relief from the rest of it. Right, Robin?
I totally agree.
You know?
Yeah, I sit around here and get either – I go from sad to irritated to mad as hell to back.
Yeah.
And being on here with people on the weekend just kind of takes it all away for a little while.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, we can talk about issues and problems locally.
There are times I can't keep my mouth shut.
And there are times you can't keep your mouth shut. So that's true. But you know what? It's always good. It's always good to air it out. That's for sure. So our phone number here, 410-922-6680.
I was trying to help you, and I couldn't pull it
out.
I know.
We need to print that on all this, everything that we have here in front of us. So
honestly, I could not pull it out of my head to say.
Well, I was going to say WCBM 680, and I couldn't even remember that. So, you know, let me get a little more coffee here in me.
Well, I walked outside to wake up, and I think we're going to try some broadcasting from outside as it gets cooler and a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The way it is now out there. It is gorgeous out there this morning. I just walked out there to try to wake myself up because I really have been up since 2 and I'm really getting a little sleepy.
Yeah.
And I walked out there and it felt absolutely amazing. Just like it's refreshing. It's fresh. It's like a new world. I think on top of everything that's been going on in the world that is depressing, the heat and the humidity has been oppressive. So everything's just kind of got you dragging. You can't even get outside and feel happy about being outside because you're ready to go back inside because it's so blasted. At least I am. I don't do good in heat. I do worse in humidity. So.
How do you ever take a shower?
What do you mean?
It's nothing but heat and humidity.
That feels wonderful.
You just don't like to feel like you're taking a shower when you're dressed and outside, right?
Yeah, that's different. Plus, I can leave the door open that it kind of circulates it.
Exactly.
But now, when I walk outside and I can't, because I don't have a lot of breathing issues, but some childhood asthma every once in a while act up if I get too hot.
Yeah, me too. So.
And that humidity, I feel like I'm breathing in water. It's just, ugh.
Underwater. All right. Well, let's talk to some of our callers. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Today's the first day of squirrel season, as Chris so eloquently pointed out. We're doing dove hunting, first Saturday of the migratory game bird season with the resident geese and the migratory game birds. Fishing, people are going fishing like crazy. You can see, I mean, the Susquehanna River and the Upper Bay situation is probably going to be impacted by the storms with the the Conowingo generation of nine gates being open and flushing the Conowingo pool down into the Chesapeake Bay. It's never a fun moment when they do that, but something that the folks in the upper bay have to put up with, and it does certainly affect the fishing for weeks when they do that. So down the bay, not bad. Further down you go, the better off you're going to be. The bay temperatures are warm enough that you can get out there for some Spanish mackerel, or you can get into some of the backwaters and creeks for snakeheads if you like. Bass fishing's good. So, all right, let's talk to Stan, our truck driving man. Good morning, Stan. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, my two favorite flatlanders.
Do you know we were up in the mountains three weeks ago?
Yep.
And Alan and I were so mad because we did not know what kind of truck you drove, and we were looking for you because it was early morning.
I have been listening every weekend, as I always do, but I think Mr. Allen hit it right on the head. The state of our country, the state of our state, and just, I don't know, to me, just watching these people that really don't care about anything besides lotto tickets and liquor stores, and I'm just, I've just been dead silent, and trying to hold the station signal.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Well, you really need to download the app.
I have the app.
Okay. Cool.
Must be something I'm doing wrong. I don't know.
So.
I've been changing units left and right, and they just sunk about another $22,000 into my old one and just took a poopy, and now I'm in something different. But I can't wait to break the bounds of this beltway and head out there to Frederick just to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just sent my son. I saw something on Google about Maryland fishing is supposed to be the best it's been, and God knows, and he's on my case.
Dad, to go fishing? Sure.
Go fishing, go shooting. They both want their QHLs or whatever.
HQL, handgun qualification license, yeah.
Yeah, I have a question, though.
Yeah.
While we're on that subject. I hear you, Ms. Rob. Anyway. Can the old timers like myself, can we be grandfathered into this without taking the course and all the 9-yard stuff?
I don't believe so. There are some people who can go through the system, military veterans and law enforcement and things like that, that have had firearms training. But you may as well take the refresher course, get your HQL, and then you're still going to need to be fingerprinted and everything else. So, but the beauty of it is you can take the course online now.
Oh, really?
You can take the HQL course online. And
let me wake up my granddaughters to help me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, anybody over the age of 7 can probably help you with that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Believe me, I think Jameson has to help me pretty soon.
Yeah,
and he's 2.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, you can take a course online. You still got to go to the physical fingerprinting, get your fingerprints done. But it's become pretty streamlined, from what I understand. Not that it's any less expensive, but it's become pretty streamlined.
That's why I've been staying away from anything but long rifles for a while, because I just got an attitude. I refuse to give them the money. So,
I understand.
But we get it.
I understand.
There's the old classics that I like. There's nothing wrong with everything's fancy, fancy these days, and this one's got this trick and that trick. But there's nothing in the world like a 1911 or 1917, and.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I mean, not on guns because I don't know that much, but I mean, just in general.
Yeah, my son and my daughter-in-law, God bless her, she wants to get the license. And, I took her to where they don't advertise, so I can't say nothing. But
that's all right.
Where I go. And, my God, she was everything in the case. Everything in the case. And I said, this is, instead of buying one of those iguana lizards like y'all get, put your money towards this. it's going to be worth more in the future than in whatever those fancy iguanas are.
They have iguanas?
Iguanas don't bark well or bite well.
No.
You know?
Well, they've got dogs, and as long as we're on that subject, Miss Robin.
What?
Instead of a pedigree, the pounds are full of adoption animals.
I know that, and the places I'm going to go will have pedigrees, okay? One of my best friends is the director of the Humane Society here. Believe me, I don't want to get killed by her.
Oh, no. My wife doesn't know this yet, but there will be another adoption in our family. And we're all basically a bunch of mutts anyway. So one more ain't going to hurt.
Gotcha, buddy. What do I see about a birthday here?
Oh, yeah. That's another downer. I always get antsy around my birthday. Once it passes, I'm okay. It's just the state, like I said, the state of the country, the state of the state.
Yep.
I always get the blues before my birthday, but I've been here and I've been listening to the show every weekend. It's
yep.
I just wasn't that jovial mood.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
So Stan, I got a riddle for you.
Okay.
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
From my knowledge of boomerangs?
Yeah.
I think there's two different kinds of boomerangs.
Okay.
And one.
Well, don't make it salty. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
I don't know, Mr. Allen. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Everything he tells is wrong.
I know. Well, at least today. But
yeah, exactly.
I thought, now somebody's going to have to Google because I got my hands on the steering wheel talking to a speaker. But I thought there were two kinds of boomerangs. One was a boomerang that came back, but the other type of boomerang was used directly for hunting.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
That was not made to come back. It was just made to...
Knock out your game.
Crittered it. Yeah.
Yeah. Take out a kangaroo.
I'll stick with a firearm. I'm not that good at frisbee.
I got it. All right, buddy. Well, happy birthday. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you all very much. And I miss you guys coming through the neighborhood all the time. And I don't know your itinerary, so I don't know where to catch you guys. But one more time before the Lord brings me home, we've got to meet up.
Yeah, we do.
I'm telling you, we were looking in every truck trying to figure out, because we both have an idea of what you look like, okay?
Oh,
and it's totally different, because we were talking about it, okay?
Yep.
But yeah. It's totally different. So we're looking in all the trucks trying to figure out which one is Stan, our truck driving man, all the way up to between here to Deep Creek.
You left your number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me give you a call this week.
Okay, it sounds good to me.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I'm usually a pumpkin by 3:30 in the afternoon, but
understand.
I'll wake up for you guys.
You got it, buddy.
No, I'm a pumpkin by 6, so we're not that far off.
Thanks, Dan. Go. See you, buddy.
Take it easy.
Right, always listening. Thank you.
Indeed. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Captain Don, hang in there, buddy. We're going to get to you here. Unfortunately, we got to take this little bit of a break, so... Let me tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning firearms dealer. They have got the gun for you. When I stopped by there the other day, I was amazed at the inventory of fine Browning firearms, shotguns and rifles. I really was. Let me tell you, if you want to look for a high-powered rifle, center-fire rifle for big game hunting, whether it's locally here in Maryland for deer and bear and Sika deer, you know, if you want to just get like a 270, 30-06, something like that, then I'm going to recommend the X-Bolt. Just the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt firearm from Browning. Standard bolt action, comes in all the calibers, all the short magnums, all the, everything. It will come in... all the standard and magnum calibers and so forth, and short magnums as well. You want to take a look at that because it's got bolt action. It's very, very accurate rifle. and it's, you know, easily equipped with a telescope. It's nice to carry, and it's all you need. It really is all you need. Nothing fancy, just a standard, nice, bolt-action rifle. You can find that at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, and your full-line Browning dealer, it's Clyde Sport Shop. Stop by, take a look at all the Browning rifles, shotguns, and handguns, that's for sure. So, let's talk about backyard billies. You know, backyard billies, Hearth America, at Backyard Billy's. You'll see the big sign out front. It says Hearth America. It on Ken Island knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire? Big selection of them. You can have driftwood in your fireplace. You can have oak. You can have all those different hardwoods that are burning in your fireplace with the gas logs, you know, you've seen them, by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look, or electric wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Fire rings, unbelievable selection of fire rings for that barbecue and cookout in your backyard. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, all available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for that cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Here's a new sponsor, and I want you to pay attention if you don't mind. Discover SML Footwear. What does SML Footwear stand for? Well, Samantha and Martin are the owners. I thought it might stand for Samantha and Martin, and I asked them, what does SML stand for? And it's very simple, small, medium, large.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they have all the sizes, you know.
I like that.
Yep. In Millersville is at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway in Millersville. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or work. And they're nice. They're really nice quality. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear. They're selling a lot of that rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman if you want. The display walls, when you walk in, you're going to see nothing but socks. SML Footwear display walls are covered in thousands of socks, insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth. With those Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks are made in the USA. Matter of fact, I bought a four-pack at a very reasonable price of Ducks Unlimited for work and for hunting. Socks in there the other day. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. I said 25% off all socks with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. SML Footwear in Millersville, right off Interstate 97, wants your feet to be warm, comfortable, and dry. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
The spirit's in the outdoor sun. I want you to know it stirs up in the autumn when north winds start to blow. Something in my memory calls back to what I hear when the ducks take wing to fly, son. It happens every year. Your grandpa told me about it, son. Now I'm telling you. It has the feel of frosty winds, a glint of green and blue. And if you listen close, my son, you hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
Yeah, buddy, those whistling wings, those ducks whistling by. You know, I heard that a couple times, and one of the first ducks I ever killed, one of the first few ducks I ever killed, was a beautiful Drake Goldeneye. Let me see if I can find him in the room. He's here somewhere, maybe back there. And that's exactly what I heard going over. They call them whistlers in Maine. You know, whistling ducks or whatever, because their wings, the wind going through their wings, the way they flap their wings, it just sounds like a kind of a high-pitched whistle. It's pretty cool. But looked up, and there's some ducks that fired, and one accidentally fell out and turned out to be a beautiful drake. And so I was excited about that one. So Captain Don had to drop off. So let's talk to Kenneth. Good morning, Kenneth.
Oh, good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, sir.
Good. What's up?
Last week, I think it was Robin mentioned about a meal that she had with a friend about the snakeheads.
Yes.
I was impressed. I've had it a couple times. I fixed it myself and put very little seasoning on it so that I could taste the texture and the meat. I was putting it up there with the above the rock fish and the Eaglewood perch. Did you know what you eat before you, they told you?
Yes,
we did.
In fact, they did it because I said I wanted to try a snakehead.
Well, that was brave of you. Many people will be turned off by the name, but I was telling my kids in a few years, we're going to be telling our kids that we can remember when they were throwing these fish away, and now we're going to be paying $15 a pound.
That's right.
You're exactly right, because that is amazing fish. I will put it above rockfish. I'll put it equal to perch, okay? But it was one of the best things I ever you know, it's going to be like lobsters. They used to give lobsters to the prisoners because nobody wanted to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So snakehead's going to be the next lobster. I think he's right. I really
I got to tell you something. I thoroughly enjoyed it, Kenneth. And I will say this. There are very few fish that reach the standard of a walleye in my book. And that snakehead ranks right up there with walleye, which is a big member of the perch family anyway, but I've eaten walleye since I was a kid. I love them. I've caught them. I've filleted them. I've cooked them. And I just enjoy the taste of the walleye, and it's wonderful.
And may I say, Kenneth, you are a man of my own heart, because when it comes to meat and stuff like that that's good, I want salt, pepper, and not a whole lot of anything else, because I want to taste that meat. And
Alan likes to enhance
the chit. Alan tries to add stuff to it. Drives me nuts.
Well, it's true.
But I like he said, he wants to taste the fish. He wants to taste the texture.
Right. How are my burgers, by the way?
Well, I think, as you mentioned it from week to week, I think it will go a long ways for that. But enjoy your show.
All right, Kenneth. Thank you for the call,
buddy.
Thank
you so much.
Take care.
How are your burgers?
Yeah, how are my burgers? Salt, pepper, butter.
Yeah.
You don't like my burgers.
I like your burgers. You and I have a different way of cooking them.
Well, then you can cook them from now on.
No, but I can't because of my back, but I keep trying to help you.
Uh-huh.
Try a different way.
Uh-huh.
It's just a hotter pan so this outside gets crispy.
That's what you want, a hotter pan, crispier burger.
Outside.
Outside.
With salt and pepper.
But if I do that, then the butter burns.
Don't put butter in it. No, you don't put butter in it until the end if you put butter. Don't put butter in it. You
no
don't
butter?
Need, you don't need, no.
No?
You don't have to put anything in it.
No. Okay.
Just.
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. But turn on a high pan so the outside gets crispy and the inside's raw.
Yeah, well, see, well, that's where you and I go down a separate path on that one. So you're more of a rare person.
They can get up, move, walk away, and slap me around. I'll be just as happy.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you this morning. Captain Don, call back if you can. If you can't, we understand. And you had to wait through the break, and I apologize for that. But, you know, another break coming up here real soon. So, let's see.
I will say in the standard of burgers I've had, yours is really pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Is there anything I make that does make you happy?
Your turkey burgers are awesome.
How about eggs?
They're good.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not Gordon Ramsay, so I don't put creme fraiche in them when we don't have any creme fraiche.
I like eggs the way my grandmom used to make them. And well, it's hard to replicate.
It's hard to replicate anything your grandmother did, because only she could do that, because she did it with her brand of love to you.
I know.
So my brand of love, coming from a male perspective, is different than a female grandmother's love. I can't make a meal with your love to your grandchildren like your grandmother to you. I can only make it for my love to you.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you do very well.
Sometimes that includes onion powder or something else.
Don't do that again, please. And then look, I'll say this real quick, so we got callers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, I don't want extra stuff in it. You do it to try to surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And then when I sit there and try to say, it's okay, it's good, babe, don't worry about it. You push me until I got to tell you the truth.
That you don't like it.
Chris, I'm trying to save his feelings, and he just keeps going, well, how do you really think? What do you really think?
Well, what did you put onion powder on?
Just a little touch of onion powder on some roasted yellow squash.
And I told you olive oil, butter, breadcrumbs, and Parmesan cheese. And
you didn't tell me any of that.
Yes, I did. I said,
no, you said
we're
salt
make,
and pepper.
No, I said we're going to make my crispy thingies.
Oh, well, don't worry. We got plenty of.
And he comes out, and I try to be nice about it and say it was good.
What's the green stuff called? Zucchini. We got plenty of zucchini to do this weekend.
You don't have zucchini. You got squash.
No, I got zucchini.
Okay, good.
All right, let's talk to Fran.
Goodbye.
Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing. I can't complain.
Well, that's
okay,
good.
When
I'm glad you
think
you
of what other people are going through, I dare not complain at all.
Oh, my, you're not kidding.
I was listening to your show the other week. And you were talking about the 30 people lining up, you know, to get the measurements done.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The banquet and so forth. And I thought to myself, boy, Alan has really made a full life for himself. You know, his life is so full of something to do, somewhere to go, you know, all every day or every week, you know. And then it dawned upon me, to make your life extra full like that, it's very hard work. You have to put a lot into it.
Yeah.
Especially when you pull in other people. What happens is it becomes a responsibility and a duty for you to be there.
Yeah.
So once that day is set up, it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter any problems that you may have in your personal life. You're expected to be there, and it becomes your duty. And they say that duty is like a shadow. It follows you wherever you go. And so some of us who feel sometimes like, I wish I had more in my life, I wish it was fuller, we have to remind ourselves, you've got to be willing to put that hard work into it. It just doesn't come to you a full life all the time. And just one other thing I call. You guys talk about crabs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about a little story appointment. There was a wise crab, wise as he could be, had a little crab following him, you see. And he was trying to teach him all the things he knew. And the little crab said, what do we have to worry about? And the wise crab says, as long as it doesn't snow. And the little crab said, well, what does the snow look like? Well, it's a sort of a brownish-orange color. God forbid it falls on us. Because if it falls on you in a boiling pot, you'll be. And these humans will cook you until they think you're done and take you out and begin to have their fun. They'll take that mallet and bang you over and over and open you with a knife and brag to their friends how they found meat more than twice.
I love it.
That's a good one, Fran.
You that like is, that?
I like that. It. That was great.
What I'm finding to make my life full is writing things. I've learned that I love to write. Matter
yes,
of fact, I've decided to write a book about my life.
I did you really?
Because I have experienced things that are unbelievable. And people, when they read it, will say, all this stuff did not happen to her. And I'm not talking negative stuff. Like standing at a bus stop, watching money fall from heaven, okay? And that sounds like unrealistic, but that was a true story. Myself and two other people standing at a bus stop saw money just falling from the sky. And we began to jump up and try to catch it and pick it up off the ground. And we didn't have any idea where this money was coming from. But a cab driver had left his window down. And when he put his ones on the seat, they blew out the window. And when we looked up, it was money falling from the sky.
That's great. That's a great story.
All indeed. Kinds of crazy things like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought about doing a book, too, of, you know, the different things that have happened during my time in the woods. There's been a lot. And it's just some stuff that, you know, kind of unusual. Like, there's one time my dad and I, when I was just getting into hunting, we were deer hunting up in Blair County, Pennsylvania, near Bellwood, Tipton Mountain. And we had, it was cold, it was snow, and we'd run across another hunter who had a bolt-action rifle. And I looked down at his rifle, and the bolt had been apparently broken and replaced, and it looked like he had welded it himself. And instead of a round ball bolt or something on there, you know, like a regular rifle has, he welded a dinner fork.
Oh, my goodness.
To open the action of his firearm.
Uh-huh.
With the tines still in place.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. But anyway, crazy stuff happens. So, thank you, dear. I appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah. You guys take care. Have
all right.
A nice weekend.
You
nice
do the
hearing
same.
From
thanks,
Fran.
Fran.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love hearing her voice.
She's great. You know, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Revere Beach carries Matthews bows, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. And now they carry the new line for dealers only from PSE, the EVO, EVO line. Exclusive line of bows that you ought to take a look at. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and they just got a new shipment of Ravens in, so if you're, you know, waiting for that, they've got them right now, and a selection of 10-points as well. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me and my crossbow and on my compounds, too. And the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks for some whatever reason, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbow. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular Duck Dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by Bucks, Bears, Stags. Test your skill on the firearm simulator. They're open Friday from 4 to 9 p.m. That's the Delmarva Outdoors Expo, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5. The weekend pass, $10. Youth 12 and under are absolutely free. Tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. That's DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. And if you're a vendor, you'd like to get in the show, well, your inquiry is invited. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. We'll see you there. Burbenders. Burbenders Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. And that fact interested Robin
very much. That excites the devil out of me.
I know. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, cook our food. We use scissors and shears. We use clipper blades, chainsaws, and a host of other tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, and is open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. On Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any questions. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Don't forget, Burbender sharpens everything. Mower blades, chainsaw chains, hatchets and axes, chipper blades, sewing shears, sheep shears, serrated knives, pocket knives, fillet knives, tactical knives. Remember, Burbender sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. We'll be right back.
A little sprinkle or two possible for the holiday weekend, but most of us stay dry. Highest rain chances Sunday afternoon. High today 82, low tonight 67. Mostly cloudy Sunday, chance for a shower, high 79. Monday partly cloudy and 85 degrees. Tuesday sunshine 85. And an isolated thunderstorm midweek on Wednesday with a high near 88 degrees. Most of next week stays dry for most of the east, so everyone get a chance to dry out. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning, guys. Hey, what's you guys' thought on all these records being caught in the last couple weeks out of Ocean City?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, like every time I turn on the computer, there's a new bigger fish.
Yep. Well, there's a tremendous, the entire East Coast right now has a tremendous influx of marlin, both white and blue. Not sure why. Don't know if it's the Gulf Stream. Don't know if it's the protections that have been put on the species or whatever. But for some reason, there's been a tremendous run up and down the coast. I saw where somebody boated the other day, one blue marlin and seven white marlin out of North Carolina the other day. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering.
Environment, I guess, you know, could be, like I said, Gulf Stream moving around out there because of the storms.
It for one boat to boat that many things just absolutely blows me away because you'd fish for hours and never see one.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, you focus on them and you don't see any for days, and then all of a sudden, there they are. So, yeah, it's amazing. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Ron, good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning to you, too. I have a question about a catfish that I caught and never saw anything like it. I didn't know if it was rare or what. It looked like a blue catfish to me, but it was all white and pink. And pink is a baby's bite. And was that a stage or was that an albino?
Albino?
It could be an albino, or it could be just one of the few native catfish here in Maryland as a white catfish. I don't know if people know that or not. They look like a big bullhead. And, no fork in the tail to speak. It's kind of a rounded lobes on the end of the tail. And let me see here real quick. Those catfish are native to Maryland. So, white catfish, moderately forked tail with rounded lobes, the anal fin with rounded margin, generally a light gray color on the back and sides with a white belly. The chin barbels are pale or white, stocky body with a large head, 12, 13 inches, rarely exceeding 6 pounds. No state record exists.
But he was saying this was white and pink.
White and pink, I know. It could be an albino. Did it have pink eyes?
No, I don't remember pink eyes, no.
Okay.
I have a picture of it.
Yeah, can you send it or text it?
Yeah, sure will. Give me that number.
Okay, my business number is 410-382-9481.
Okay, I didn't know whether that was rare or not, but I never saw anything like it.
Well, I'll pass it on to somebody that would know. How's that?
Thank you.
More so than me. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right, Ron. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Daddy Cool.
Yay. Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. How about yourself?
How are you?
That's good. I called in to wish you a happy Labor Day. And also, I'd like to encourage people to fly their flag, support our troops in America. Because America is strong, not
That's
what
true.
Our politicians are trying to make it into. And I served my country and
thank you for your
and
service.
I know many more have, too. And we need the support of the people. And
I agree with that 100%, and I think it's great you brought it up.
Thank you for bringing that up. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be flying at full staff or half staff this time?
Yeah, I got one out there, half staff, for the 13 soldiers that got blowed up in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And I got a beautiful sign out there in front of my property. I'd like to say something real quick. I have this little sign. It says, "In God we trust. God gave us this land to enjoy, not to destroy. United we stand. and it's a white hand and a black hand shaken together.
I like that.
That is perfect.
And the last part is, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, and stand up for America.
Exactly.
Very nice. I applaud what you did, and that sign, it sounds wonderful.
Very nice. Very
Thank
nice.
You. And all the truckers out there, God bless y'all.
Keep the shiny side up, buddy.
Yeah.
Daddy Cool, you have a great
Thanks,
Labor
Daddy
Day.
Cool.
Thank you for reminding us. We need that sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right.
Let's well, you might be able to get everybody in.
I might be able to get everybody in. Yeah. You're absolutely
We're
right.
We're doing good.
We're doing really good.
See, you got to understand, people. Chris keeps us on track.
He does. He's the guy in the studio that likes to, you know.
The taskmaster.
Yes, you are the taskmaster, buddy. No question about
it. Get her done.
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to try. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop and being your full-line Browning dealer. You know, we talked about the migratory game birds, and we talked about the early goose season and doves and so forth. Well, Clyde's has a large variety of Browning shotguns in stock, including but not limited to the A5, the humpback, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best-performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. That's the humpback in Mossy Oak camo. Then, for those of you who like bird hunting with over and under, and I watch these shows, and all these guys have these over and unders when they're shooting quail and, you know, grouse and pheasants and things like that. Well, they have several different types of 725 Satoris. There's a Satori 725 Satori Sporting. There's one for the White Lightning and other models of the over and under Satori for upland hunting. If you want to take a look at that, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. Stop by and say hello and check out the full line of Browning dealers. Now, let's see.
My dad had an over-under.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Does he still have
it? Probably.
That's cool. It was pretty funny. Somebody emailed me and said, your dad's Parker is, you know, going to be up for sale.
Right.
And I was thinking shotgun, and you're telling me boat.
That's his boat.
His boat, yeah. So how about that? All right. Well, let's talk about the Delmarva Expo for sure. We need to do that. That's coming up. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming up here October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and that's at the State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware. And you will get to see things for the whole family to enjoy, activities for the whole family, fishing and hunting vendors of all kind, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, a spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. You can test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is $5. Weekend pass, $10. Youth and under is free. Tickets are available at the door for pre-purchase online if you like at DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. Vendor inquiries are invited.
And we'll be there.
And we'll be there. Yes, indeed. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. We'll see you there, no question. Hey, do you have one of those beautiful fireplaces in your house that you never use? Yeah, well, we did. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat from our remote control gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Act now while supplies last. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has them in stock. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom so you'll be ready for the upcoming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This song has the longest introduction, you know? All right. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
No callers on
no,
the line.
No, because we're out, basically out of time.
Yeah, well, we got the picture. It's definitely a white catfish, and I don't have a picture of the top of it. I've got a picture of the bottom, and it is white and pink. So if we see the top and it's white as well, it could be an albino, but it's definitely a white, no question. And like I said, it's the only native catfish, well, other than bullhead, that we have here in Maryland. So 410, well, no, we don't have any time for any more callers, unfortunately. And there's the music. So, hey, look. Visit Bucks Bears Stags on Facebook. Check out the website, Bucks-Bears-Stags. Keep checking the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and, you know, all our social media. Thanks for that. And here's Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this Labor Day weekend. Remember what it means, and enjoy this nice weather.